Well, one is that they need to just take care of their and performing basic computer security maintenance. You know, will help and resolve many of these threats. But certainly there are a number of threat actors out there that are becoming increasingly more sophisticated, using more advanced techniques to break into systems and to try to collect the information. You know, just one example of that is, I think your listeners are probably very well aware of, is the Stuxnet bug that went out last year. And indeed, you know, one should also never forget the insider threat. You know, there's often a lot of discussion about attacks from outside, and indeed, there should be concern about foreign nations and criminals and other adversarial groups trying to break into your systems from outside. But your insiders, employees, business partners that have access to your networks and systems also pose a threat as well.
So what you said in the in your testimony was pervasive and sustained cyber attacks against the U.S. continue to pose potentially devastating impact on federal and non-federal systems and operations. And we've talked about this. There seems to be this little almost debate going on about, is there a cyber war or isn't there a cyber war, or those kinds of things. In the end, it doesn't really matter. We're also dependent on technology that these systems have to stay up and operational.
That's absolutely correct. The functions that we perform as a result of those systems just affect everyday activities we do in life. And without them, it could cause quite a devastating impact. You know, just to kind of carry on what you mentioned earlier about 40% over increase in reported incidents over the last year, over the last 5 years, that has increased 650% from what federal agencies have been reporting to the U.S. CERT. So it's been a sustained, pervasive series of attacks against and security incidents. Not all of them are attacks. Some of them are security incidents that have an impact on the systems and the ability of agencies and to protect the information that they process on those systems.
And those attacks are getting more sophisticated, too.
Yes, they are. We're seeing attacks that take into effect and address multiple or attack multiple operating platforms that blend different types of techniques in order to defeat other sophisticated defenses.
So, and some of the cases that you recited in your testimony, and we have that linked up, DorabeckInsider.com, DOD launched an investigation to, this is only July 2010, so this isn't even a year ago, but to identify how thousands of classified military documents were obtained by WikiLeaks. These are, you talked about insider threat. It's these kinds of things that folks have to be thinking about, and that seems to me part of the challenge is almost everything is a challenge, and almost everything is out there and a potential threat.
Well, that's you're right. You know, there are a number of challenges that confront federal agencies in protecting their systems, both at the agency level and as well across the federal government. The federal government is taking a number of actions to try to improve their cybersecurity posture. You may recall from earlier in the Obama administration, he directed a policy review of the cyberspace activities within the organization or within the federal government. He appointed a cybersecurity coordinator to help lead those activities. But there are still a number of key functions and actions that still need to be taken.
Yeah.
In addition, these include, for example, just updating the national strategy for securing cyberspace. In addition to developing a national strategy for addressing global cybersecurity and governance. And this is important because many of the attacks against federal systems and is result from occurring from overseas. And that it kind of underscores the need for having a clear strategy to address those elements of cyber attacks and incidents that originate from overseas. And it's been challenging because, one, there hasn't been a clear leadership in coming up with an overall strategy for identifying the objectives and the actions that need to do to address those threats.
All sorts of bills up on Congress making their way through, being introduced all the time. How important are these? Do these actually help agencies and help them protect these critical infrastructures?
Well, they're intended to, and indeed, there are a number of bills up in Congress. The final result of those, I guess, remains to be seen. But they're intending to provide additional capabilities and authorities to the agencies and certain groups, particularly like DHS, to help provide additional support to the federal agencies.
So, and the other big challenge, Howdy, here, of course, is that, guess what? The federal government doesn't own all the critical infrastructures.
That's exactly right. And so to help private sector to protect those infrastructures, the federal government has, along with the private sector, have set up partnerships in various different private sectors to help provide additional information to the private sector in protecting the critical infrastructure. We recently did a review and issued a report last year that talked about the expectations of those partnerships, and we found that the private sector believed that one of the key benefits they would get out of such a partnership is to get timely and actionable cyber alert and threat information. But only 27% of the respondents to our survey as part of that review felt that they were receiving that type of information to a great or moderate expense or extent. And so there was quite a bit of a disconnect between what the private sector felt that they should be getting out of the partnership to what they actually were receiving from the federal government.
Overall, the recommendation given to agencies, what should they be doing?
Well, one is first, assure that they're practicing safe, common cybersecurity practices. It's important that they assure that all their patches are up to date, that they take care of their antivirus software, that they configure their systems in accordance with the federal policy for securing systems. Taking care of a lot of these basic actions will help to some extent. But there's also other activities that need to be done as well. Across the federal government, increase capabilities for cyber awareness and warning is a must to be able to provide better surveillance over systems and activities that is occurring on the networks, and providing a more continuous monitoring capability will also assist in identifying these attacks or incidents, anomalous behavior, in a more timely manner.
Greg Wilshusen is the Director of Information Security Issues at the Government Accountability Office, and we have a link to his testimony on cybersecurity and to this conversation. You can find it all on our website, federalnewsradio.com/DoraBeckInsider. Greg, always a pleasure to have you here. Thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you, and good luck on your future work.